This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. The Biden administration arrested Donald Trump this afternoon. They had him arraigned and fingerprinted in a Miami courthouse, like the accused felon he now technically is. These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable News carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16th, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is, we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance, and it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow, Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule. Or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates' debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, all right. We should never have been in Iraq, Trump said. We destabilized the Middle East. Now, by the time Trump said that, a lot of Republican primary voters were starting to reach the same conclusion. How could they not? But it was the next line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. They lied, he said. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew there were none. Now, when he said that, a few in the crowd booed. Most just sat there in silence, stunned. Can he say that? Well, he said it anyway. And by saying that, he sealed his fate. That was the one thing you were not allowed to say, because it implicated too many people on both sides, which on this topic is really just one side. Hillary Clinton was guilty of it, but so was Paul Ryan. All of them were guilty. They all knew, they all lied. And to a person, they hated Donald Trump for exposing them. After that, it was pretty clear that even if he did get elected president, Trump was going to have a very hard time controlling the federal government he was supposed to be in charge of. Most of permanent Washington decided that thwarting Trump was the single most important mission in their lives. Everything depended on it. Many of them said so publicly. But others didn't say so publicly. In fact, the stealthier ones took another path. They ran toward Trump, not away from him. They sucked up to him. They ingratiated themselves to the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is. And they did this in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. There were a number of these, and you could spot them immediately. They were flatterers. Invariably, the ones who flattered Trump the most hated him the most and disagreed the most strongly with his views.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2 to 3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Why did you and the Biden administration mislead the American people?
You'd have to say more.
March 29, 2021, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Vaccinated people don't get sick. We got that information from clinical trials, but also real-world data. Seems to me there are a number of statements you make in there that aren't accurate. Do vaccinated people carry the virus?
In March of 2021, the vast majority of data demonstrated that the vast majority of people were not getting infected if they were vaccinated.
That's not what you said. You didn't say the vast majority of people. You said vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Was that accurate?
It was generally accurate.
Generally accurate. Why not just be accurate? Why not just tell the American people the truth? Why not you say to the American people just what you said to me? We're big boys and girls. We pay your salary. The government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. Why not just tell us the truth?
I was speaking...
Well, 6 weeks later when you said if you were to get infected during post-vaccination, you can't give it to anyone else. Was that accurate?
What was the date of that?
May 19, 2021.
At the time, we had the Wuhan strain and then the Alpha strain. That was the Alpha strain that was circulating. That was generally true, yeah.
Generally true again? Why not again? Why not tell the American people this is generally true?
I couldn't tell you the exact data on the vaccine effectiveness of symptomatic disease and severe disease at the time. What I can tell you is that we generally saw that if you were to get infected after you had been vaccinated, that you were not carrying the virus by transmitting it to somebody else. You could not transmit it to others.
But we know that's not accurate.
It was at the time. Now, what
really?
Happened? Yes, in
really?
May of 2021, that was true
really?
For the Alpha variant. What happened?
Let me ask you about all the generals.
This has also been ignored. The amount of miscarriages and stillbirths that increased drastically due to your advice to get vaccinated. Pregnant women again, not people. And then we could go on and on about the tragic stories of myocarditis and many other things. But my question for you today, Dr. Walensky, is now that you're going to be leaving the CDC pretty soon, what job are you going to take? Are you going to be on the board of either Pfizer or Moderna? Because you've done one hell of a job in making sure that they've made a lot of money. And I yield back.
Thank you for that question. Maybe first I will comment that CDC is not responsible for the purchase of vaccines, so I can't speak to all of the economics that you spoke to. I do want to talk a minute about the vaccine adverse event reporting system. So that system is intended for any person who has gotten a vaccine if they have an untoward event after that vaccine, whether or not is related to the vaccine they report. It is intended to have an over-reporting. all of the vaccines, not all, most of the vaccines that were being given, remember we gave 676 million doses of the vaccine, any adverse event, if you got hit by a truck after you got your vaccine, that was reported to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. We at CDC have a responsibility to comb through every single one of them to review the medical charts and to see if they are related. It is the case that the vaccine doesn't prevent being hit.
Ms. Walensky, I'll reclaim my time. You did nothing about that and continue to push vaccines. That's what the American people care about.
We review all of the things that come into the vaccine adverse event reporting system. I'd be happy to have our staff educate your staff on the
website. I don't want my staff educated. You should educate the American people about what you've done of 1.5 million reports, because they feel like you've done nothing and continue to say safe and effective.
Maybe I will just close by saying I don't have plans after I step down. Thank you.
They all revolving door into Big Pharma. Jessica Sutta, former lead singer with a very popular Pussycat Dolls, joins us. She took the shot. She got serious repercussions from it. And Ernest Ramirez, I ran into them both at the premiere of a very important film exposing all this, Mickey Willis's The Great Awakening. And I asked them to come on the show. They are coming on today. Ernest is going to be joining us a little bit later here in the hour. But I wanted to play some of those congressional clips there. And of course, now more studies have come out that they knew it never was going to work. They knew it was going to cause blood clots and it was going to cause medical problems. But I wanted you to actually talk to somebody who was damaged, who is a popular person in music and, you know, the same thing as Hollywood, who is willing to tell the truth. Because I've talked to a major talk show host who's talked to Jamie Foxx's people. And I know Mike Tyson, I've been on his show. Mike Tyson talked to him and said, no, it was a shot. But Jamie, who reportedly has trouble walking and trouble talking and is in a rehab at a hospital, hasn't decided to come out against the shot yet, even though he met with Dr. Peter McCullough a year ago, and so they're trying to make me take it. Can I have info to try to stop them? We know Ice Cube turned down $9 million for his last movie. We know the White House is still trying to make people have shot records or masks to go to the White House. So they claim that they've backed off. They haven't backed off. Jessica Sutta is our guest on Instagram. I am Jessica Sutta, S-U-T-T-A. On Twitter, J Sutta, S-U-T-T-A. And Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. When I saw you and Ernest at the premiere, I shook your hand, said hi, I said, please come on. But I had to get away because I've had Ernest in studio before talking about his son, seeing the photos. And sometimes I get emotionally overcome because I have four children, including a six-year-old daughter. And so I have empathy. I can't imagine what he went through, his son dying days after, what was it, the Pfizer shot. But to know they knew and they still did this, it's just a nightmare. But then it goes even further to be somebody actually damaged by it like you've been. So I appreciate your courage, because they come after you, I know, to tell your testimony. So hopefully other people, before they take this, can be warned. We can stop more people being maimed and killed. And we know they want to bring out new pandemics. They want to bring out new shots, more control. So, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, the last 2 years after I got my first shot, my life has just not been the same. And Ernest is one of my best friends now. And he really gives me the passion, the drive to fight against this horrible jab, this horrible crime against humanity. No parent should ever bury their child. And, you know, it's just it's unbelievable, and all these new facts are coming out that this is patented in 1990. I mean, there's all these facts. They didn't just come up with this vaccine. This was a plan set in place. And it's terrifying, and it is so disturbing, and I regret every day that I went to CVS, but I was trusting the government. I was trusting mass media. Dumb on me. And now I don't trust anyone. So.
Well, you know the saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Ernest did nothing wrong. I know he's racked by guilt. You did nothing wrong. You're being told, save and effective. It's great. Get things back to normal. Have courage. Save other lives. Don't let the hospitals get overwhelmed. Go get the shots. You're like, okay, but the social contract's been broken. The companies have liability protection deals already signed as part of a larger plan. It's definitely backfired on them. I want to talk about that, but describe for us where you were in your career, what was going on, why, you know, what you were seeing, why you went and took the shot, and then what happened to you.
So So in 2019, we were supposed to go on a worldwide tour. We were set to go. I was in London, and then the COVID lockdowns happened, and we were sent home. During that time, I got pregnant with my son, MJ, and it was the most beautiful experience, even though I was scared to death, because I was scared to death of COVID. You have to remember the news stations showing the count death and all of these things adding up. It was terrifying.
This was Pentagon-run psychological warfare experts, they'd be classified, trying to, quote, terrify the public. So you and everybody else were victims of mind control.
Right. And I know that now, you know. And then about, I guess I was about 32 weeks pregnant, my OB wanted me to get the COVID shot while I was pregnant.
Wow.
And I was at a place where I love my doctor, respect my doctor. She's smarter than me. She's a doctor, you know. And I actually contemplated it, even though I'm not allowed to eat deli meat or sushi, but we can do this experimental, you know, drug on a pregnant woman. And when I got home, my husband said, absolutely not. We've talked about this. You don't want to do that. You know that. But I'm such a people pleaser. And they always pull at my heartstrings, you know, the baby's going to be immune to COVID, you know. And I was so brand new, right? And if I would have gotten that shot pregnant and had this reaction, I would have lost my son. And I can't even think the thought. And I have so much resentment towards my OB. And I truly believe that the OBs that did this on their patients, and they made money, by the way, Alex, I'm sure you know this. She was about to make $300 off that. Not knowing the side effects, not you know, just like kind of trusting whatever she's being told.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time right now.
No, I totally agree. So, and let me just say, I know about that organization. They are absolutely kicking butt. And what is beautiful, the silver lining of this very dark cloud is there's been a lot of medical tyranny going on for a long time. I mean, Tuskegee experiments on black people with syphilis, that was 50 years ago. But it's getting worse and worse and worse. And now we're admitting that some of the worst elements out there have invaded the medical system and are using us like guinea pigs. And so it's beginning to come out. But you guys have been vindicated. They admit in all these studies now that the shots don't work and cause myocarditis and heart attacks and strokes. They admit it destroys your immune system. They're admitting all this. So for some of the public out there that still goes conspiracy theorists, you guys have been vindicated. Let me ask Ernest Ramirez this. Getting to know Jessica, you know, going through this saga, most people know who you are, Ernest, but just recapping about your son. Oh, you're on your lunch break, working hard out there. But what you went through, and then just give us an update on what's happened since we talked to you 6 months ago or so, and how does it affect you to see all these documents and studies that the government and Big Pharma knew before they ever rolled this out, this was going to happen. So we now know this was deliberate. How is that affecting you? Because just from an empathy perspective, I'm extremely angry and have trouble controlling myself. And I can't imagine losing your beautiful son, how you're dealing. I know you're fighting back, you're saving lives, you're crisscrossing the country. It's beautiful. But just that whole process, what's that like?
Well, it's hard, Alex, to get up every morning knowing that my son's not here. But like I said, I do it for a purpose. I believe it's to try to protect others. I am getting tired because I'm still getting calls and information from people begging for help. And people are not waking up fast enough. They need to realize we are not lying. I got lucky to meet Jessica. Like I said, I was on the verge of just giving up because I don't seem like I'm doing enough. And, you know, it's hard. I go through this every day. Waking up to an empty house. But then I feel my son wanted me to fight for him and for the other children because when he's doing that, when I met Jesse, she just, you know, she helped me. She proved that there are people out there that are standing up. Unfortunately, it's a lot of women. We need these men to stand up. They need to grow a pair. They need to take off their dresses and grow a pair so they can get up here and fight with us. Don't just let the women do this. And like I said, I've been invited all over the U.S., like you said. It's hard because I do have to work. Bills don't stop. They don't care that I lost a child. They just want their money, and that's the way I feel the government is also, you know.
I understand. So talk about your beautiful son. And so you've saved, because we broke their back. They were still trying to force the shots. They're still trying, but we've backed them off. And I think a lot of that is your testimony and Jessica's testimony. Describe what happened to your son, people that don't know, as a warning to everybody, not just about this poison rollout, but the new ones are getting ready. And then Jessica, you're welcome to come at any time. You guys are close friends and you know, interview Ernest here.
Well, they're still lying to us. They're still lying to everyone because I believe their lies. You know, being a single parent, I thought it was protecting my son. you know, I thought it was for the great purpose of humanity. You know, we're trying to take care of one another. So I took him to get vaccinated. After I took mine, I took him to get vaccinated. He was willing. 5 days later, he went to the park with his friend and his mother. His friend's mother picked him up, took him in to eat, to play basketball. He said they got off the truck and took off running, and he collapsed. Like, we've seen so many videos of people just dropping all of a sudden. They worked on him. Like I said, the hospitals didn't care when I got there. They acted like, well, you know, it was nothing. It was just another day to them.
And that's because suddenly it is just another day. This is happening by the millions. So sorry.
Yeah, they just told me that, you know, I could go home, that my son was dead. And, you know, like I said, like, I meant nothing to them. They didn't realize that my world ended. My whole world was destroyed. I mean, I figured the least, you know, Biden could have gave me condolences. Even our governor could have called, returned my call, and gave condolences. Not even that. So all they did was anger me, and they made me stand up. They're the ones that put me in this position, and I'm going to be a thorn in their side till all this comes to an end.
Well, but thanks to you and others, it is. And here's the thing. There are millions of parents around the world that have lost their children in these shots. We know that from the numbers. And most of them just are afraid. And so you're an example going public. That's why this is so important. And you're right here in Austin, Texas. And it's what is it like, Ernest, and also Jessica, though? The good news is you've been vindicated. It's coming out that they knew that this didn't work and it caused heart attacks and myocarditis. And so, I mean, we're not about vengeance here. That's God's, but we need justice. What would you like to see happen to Fauci and people like that?
Ernest, you want to take this?
Like I said, yeah, that's God's job right there. What they need to do is strip them of all their finances, everything, and give it to the injured to help them and to be convicted. No special treatment, nothing. Go to general population and suffer and take, you know, the rest of their life, what little life they have left, to what they've done to our world, not just our nation. It's a worldwide issue. How they've injured and killed people, and they've gotten away with it. They need to pay here, not just in front of the good Lord. They need to pay here. They need to suffer here. Like I said, I don't wish death on them. That's too easy. They need to be punished to 100%. They need to suffer and think of what they've done to us.
100%. And I think, you know, what I've noticed is that the shot is still on the market. I was at CVS the other day waiting in line for something, and this guy was, like, taking himself to get a booster, and I wanted to scream and just grab him and say, no, don't do this. It's weak. That every booster weakens the immune system, okay? If you have cancer, it could cause turbo cancer. It is – the spike protein in the mRNA is so dangerous that it's unbelievable that this was injected into a human person, period. You know, and the fact that they knew all about this all along, this has been a plan, and we have just been tricked. And also the mass media still doesn't understand how the severity of this and won't even listen to some of the things I have to say, you know, especially in Hollywood. They're just like the, like, sleepwalkers, I call them, you know. It's just, it's like, wake up.
Jessica Sutter, stay right there. I want to talk about with you when we come back, what we need to do. Absolutely, and where you see all this going. And Ernest Ramirez, this is so important, ladies and gentlemen. Not just for the victims, not just for the dead and dying, but what they want to do to more of us, as she just said. We'll be right back with both our special guests on this live Wednesday, June 14th broadcast.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening McCrill calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jessica Sutta, and of course Ernest Ramirez, both victims of the Big Pharma takeover of our bodies. We had top scientists, former chief scientist at Pfizer come out, Michael Yeadon, months before the shots began and said it would cause myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks. He knew that they'd done previous studies on rats with similar injections. And he says it's part of a global depopulation program. I want to ask Ernest Ramirez, who I know is at work, a hardworking man there with a telephone company, to make any other comments or points he'd like to make, and let him maybe get some time for lunch and get back to work. And then I want to just ask Jessica Sutta for the rest of the hour, who's a smart lady, to give her big picture on this and where she thinks this is going. But boy, did she dodge a bullet, not letting him give her a shot when she was pregnant. And then, obviously, she took the injection, had major problems. We can comment on Jamie Foxx. I mean, there's so many angles of this, but instead of me asking questions, let me just give you guys the floor, and I'm going to sit back and listen. Ernest, you got the floor. For 5 minutes, Tim, whatever you want to say to the public.
Well, the main thing is just to protect themselves, protect your babies, your family, your grandchildren. This is very important. They're trying to take over our world. You already know they ripped God out of D.C. and our school. We need to teach our children how to read the Bible, not how to put on dresses with their little boys, their little girls, their girls. This is going all across the board. We need to protect them. We need to raise them right. Like I said, these animals, I guess, you know, wanting to wear dresses is not right, you know. We need to, they're supposed to be taking care of their families, taking care of the children, and no, the dresses are for the mothers, for the women. And I just want to remind everyone, too, we have events that we will be at. I thank the good Lord put Jessica in my path because, you know, I figure we can do more together than what we can do apart. So we'll be having an event in Conroe, Texas. We'll be at on July 22nd, Gainesville, Florida, August 5th, and, you know, like I said, the dynamic duel. Both of us, we're going to fight back as much as we can for as long as we can. You know, I love her. I got to give respects to her husband for allowing her to fight this fight because he supports her rather than keeping her locked up and telling her to stay quiet. You know, I appreciate that, man.
Hopefully we heard from her earlier that he was the one that said, no, sweetheart, because she was doing like he's like, I want to help society. I want to protect people. And he was the one that was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, but he's allowing her to, you know, speak her piece, to fight back this fight. And like she was mentioning, funds are low on RAG 19. I don't benefit out of it. No one does except the vaccine injured. Not just react19.org, you can also text the word REACT, R-E-A-C-T, to 50155. You know, $5, $10, $20. You can't even buy a decent lunch with $20.
No, I mean, it takes money to win a war. That's what I keep telling listeners. And we're so close to overturning the enemy. We are so close to victory, but we need the listeners to understand this is a full effort.
Yes, sir, okay. Exactly. I mean, and we have to bring our people back to a somewhat normal lifestyle. They shouldn't have to live this way. When the government dropped the ball and they're not helping them, we need to at least help each other.
Did you see where Biden's trying to bring mandates back and masks back and having to have shots? I mean,
yes, sir. He doesn't even know how to change his diapers. Why is he trying to get us to get another jab? No.
Let me put that in the lower third, because, folks, every guest we have on that we say donate to, we mean to do it. But you could not do it at a more important place. These guys are crisscrossing the country, saving so many lives, going on radio, going on TV, doing a lot of interviews. When I saw them at this big event, there were dozens, 50 cameras, radio stations, and they probably reached millions just two Saturdays ago when I was with them, and so did we. And we just can't give up. We got to keep fighting. The enemy's trying to break our will. So Jessica... And Ernest, we'll put a lower third up. Again, how do people support the work you guys are doing?
So you can go to react19.org, join the website, join the fellowship, group chats, connect with the community. There's so much you can do. I think one of the things is spreading the awareness of vaccine injury because we are in a crisis. And if people don't get the attention that they need, the help, the medical help, the financial help, people are not going to make it. And I'm going to tell you this. This week, I've had three messages of someone who's already done assisted suicide and two people asking for assisted suicide. I understand their pain so much. But what my main thing is to speak out is just to say, please don't give up. Don't give up. People can recover. We can't. We have the science. We have the doctors. We have the people behind us now. The real science, not the Fauci science. That's the BS science. This is the real stuff that is going to heal us. And I know people can recover. I just It really shatters my heart because I know the pain. I've stared at the ceiling when the neuropathy was going through my rib cage and my spine, and my whole brain is taken over. It does feel like you're dying. You can't see the light. But for me, joining the fellowship and meeting Ernest especially, like, he's become one of my best friends in the whole world. We talk every single day. You know, I saw videos of him before I came into the fellowship, and I didn't understand the severity because I thought maybe it wasn't that many, right? But when I stepped into the world, there are so many people suffering and so many grieving parents, and we got to stop this. We just have to stop this for humanity. This is just not fair. It's not fair. And
well, we have the insurance company numbers. Every country that gave the shot has a 42% to 48%. The average is like 45% increase right. in death. World War II right. wasn't a 10% increase. World War I wasn't. I mean, this is bigger than World War II numbers of deaths every year. Right. I mean, but we know there's been almost 300 sporting deaths, people having heart attacks in soccer and other games, and 200 something a year. It used to be like one a year. Remember, like one guy would have a heart attack that was young, and everybody wondered right. why it was. It was usually cocaine or something. Now hundreds right. of deaths. I mean, it's just, and listen, everybody in this office has family or others that have died from the shots. I have, people get mad around the office when I say names, so I'll leave it this. In my personal life, I have two assistants, okay? Because I'm a busy guy. Both of them, one of them had a person close die. The other's boyfriend took the shot because he was, by the way, an exercise guy, 25 years old, myocarditis, passes out all the time, having heart attacks. He'll be dead soon. I mean, literally, this is in my own life. I have two assistants. Both of them have people sick and dying and dead around them. I mean, this is insane.
Same. I have a family member who lost her hearing. Okay, my mom just had an aneurysm, which is a side effect of the shot. It's all happening, and it's being hidden under other medical terms. But what's the common denominator in the last 2.5 years? Wake up, you guys. You know, it's wild. I've had conversations with people like, can you believe how many people are dying on the football field? And the response I get because I get it from the news, yeah, you know, football is a really strenuous sport. It's just, you know, they're really, what? Wake up, you guys. This is unreal.
And there's suddenly ads on the sides of buses. It's normal to have heart attacks when you're a child. No, it's not.
What? No, it's not. It's not normal. None of this is normal. So, yeah.
Let me ask you both this. And Ernest, I know you're at work, out there working your ass off in 100 degree heat here in Austin. That's why you're working 6 days a week, so I can never come in studio. So thanks for spending your lunch with us. But big picture, what is your message to the people that did this?
Oh, I have so many words that come out. It's just one word, evil. They're demonic, period. That's all it is. They know what they were doing, and they were doing it for their purpose, not just financial, some type of evil ritual they're doing.
Bingo.
That's how I see it. And, another thing, Alex.
Stop. I'm going to interrupt you. I was about to say it's a satanic ritual, human sacrifice, and then you just said it because the spirits, it's the truth. It's about their power. And if they can get everybody to go along with this murder, they've corrupted the whole system and they win. So they did this by design. They didn't expect it. Start over. Repeat what you just said. Because it's literally, out of 1,000 answers, you just nailed it, in my view. Ernest Ramirez, say that again.
What? Exactly. That's why I said it's an evil
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Through my veins and whatever I can do to stop this from happening to anyone else, I'm going to do it. And I know this is dangerous territory, but it's so wild to me to speak the truth is dangerous. How sad is that? How sad is that humanity has come to this? I mean, it's been like this for a long time. We've just been shielded by false information that is given to us in the television, right? Telling a vision. It's unbelievable. So if I can do anything to stop this, I'm going to. This whole thing has absolutely changed my perception of the world. It's changed my perception of Hollywood. I'm actually really grossed out by Hollywood. The fake, you know, thing that just goes around here to fill their pockets. I know a lot of people made a lot of money from Big Pharma to promote this, to push this out, but I don't think they realize how severe the cases are and how many deaths have occurred by them just saying, oh, it's safe and effective. Those words, they lied. And I don't know how I could ever go back, and I don't know how I'll ever trust anyone ever again after this, you know? I feel like I'm going to wake up from this nightmare, but every day I wake up in my body, and it's in pain, and I don't know when my last will be here, you know? So I live each day to the fullest. Being a mother has been the greatest gift in the whole world. And I'm just trying to stay strong for my son and my husband, you know?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but obviously, whether you get COVID from the bioweapon release or the shot, it's even worse. I have talked a lot about people, and with Rob Dude, looked like 20 years older. One of my, you know, he's been here 14 years, good friend of mine. he got it, almost killed him. He got down to like, you know, 90% oxygen for weeks. He almost died.
Right.
And he did not just inhalable steroids. He did inhalable glutathione. And he took like 6-7 regimens of ivermectin. And let's not lie, folks. It can have liver effects, but that's better than dying. But he did that. And he looks like he did before he got it. He's finally back to regular oxygen, doing 30-mile bike rides again. And, you know, because he used to be an athlete. He was a college, full scholarship basketball player. But he came back from it. And so my dad got long-haul COVID. He had to do 3 regimens of ivermectin and almost came back 100%. He still had some effects. I say he's 90% back. But also, I'm not selling our products. Anything that you find, like our nitric boost formula, there's a lot of blood cleaners out there. Ours is just, you know, one of the best out there. But a nitric boost is known to clean the blood out. Have you gotten any advice from a Peter McCullough or anybody about things that or Judy Mikovits of things that can cleanse your blood?
Yes, I love Peter McCauley. He's such a great guy. Dr. Paul Merrick is one of my doctors. I'm on the protocol. We've done things that to clean out my blood because I do have a blood clotting disorder, which is very terrifying. And a new vaccine autoimmune disease that they just don't know how to treat. It's very similar to MS. When I went to the conference of the frontline doctors, a couple months ago in Texas, it was really terrifying to see where the spike protein enters your whole entire body. It enters it crosses your blood-brain barrier, but it also goes into your skull and in your blood. So, I mean, it's causing distress and neurological distress to so many people. And I also want to say, I had just had my baby, so it was 3 months after. So I had baby weight. I lost that baby weight in 3 months. I lost 50 pounds like that. I mean, and it just shed off of me. And I've noticed that with a lot of people with vaccine injury, it's very similar. They lose weight very, very fast.
Yeah, that happened to my dad. It almost killed my dad. Just the unnatural virus they created. Wow. But pulling back, I mean, do you see what I see or what do you see? Imagine if we accepted this, the power they'd have over us. People think, like, why would they kill us? Why would they do this? Well, because they want to do it and see if we'll accept them as the abusers. Now they're in full control of us. Now they can call us when they want. The good news is, I think they failed. I wouldn't give us an A-plus in defeating them. I'd give us a C-minus. But it's a C-minus is enough. If we leverage that, we can really stop their next operation.
Yeah, they hurt too many people, and they hurt the wrong people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the people that will speak out for humanity, that will not cower. Because I was told not to speak out. What about your career? You know what? Keep my career. I don't want to go back to Hollywood. They're weird.
But let's start over. I meant to ask you this up front today, and I forgot. Now, you brought it up yourself. What do you think they're saying to Jamie Foxx to keep him quiet and others? Because I've talked to folks that have talked to Foxx. He goes, no, it's the damn shot. He was mad. He told McCullough. He was mad a year ago. He told him no. He finally succumbed. Then he took a booster, got even sicker. So tell us what was said to you by the whole rock and roll Hollywood combine.
Well, first of all, the Jamie Foxx thing, it breaks my heart so much because we need to break this into mainstream media so badly because the attention that it needs for these patients that have been adversely reacted, have an adverse reaction to the vaccine, it's so severe. People are not going to make it. I'm telling you, people are going to either take their life or they're going to just die suddenly. And when we heard that this happened to him, it was horrible, but we felt like we had an ally, and then it was fake news. But we all know the truth, and it breaks my heart. I don't know what happened with that. You know, that it's so sad. We needed Jamie, you know.
Well, it's like Delmar Hamlin, but talk about the pressure you went under. What did they say to you to shut up? And you didn't shut up.
Oh, I mean, I'm not, none of my agents are calling me anymore. I don't talk to most of my bandmates at all anymore. We've kind of separated ways anyway, but, it is career suicide. You're probably not going to be able to work again if you speak against this, because a lot of shows are brought to you by Big Pharma. I mean, look at the Grammys, brought to you by Pfizer. For me as a human being and as a mother, there's no way I could ever be a part of anything that's brought to you by Pfizer. because I really believe that Pfizer has blood on their hands, and it's devastating. And until you look into the eyes of Ernest and you see the grieving eyes, that he'll never have a son. Even if he's laughing, if I make a joke or something, you still see his eyes. You know, you still see he's just like empty. You know, and there's so many more people. And I just think that this is just horrible. And
I tell you, his eyes touched me when I met you, and I had to walk off because I have children, and I see that intense loss and pain and that heart being torn out. And I've lost family, and I've had bad things happen as well. Nothing at that level, but it triggers that, and then it triggers an anger of where I want to start getting violent, but the enemy set it up where they can spin that against us. But they've got to be punished, though.
They do, and the money that, because a lot of politicians also, there's proof that politicians made a lot of money. I think Joe Biden made about $7.1 million or something, that Kamala made $250,000. You know, of course they're going to say this is still safe and effective. They're still going to go with the narrative because they like what it's called money. They like that money, you know. They want to fill their pockets. They want to be, you know, rich and for the sake of other people's lives, which is absolutely despicable. And I hope this administration leaves as soon as possible. I truly feel like this administration's evil.
Oh, they are, no kidding. In the 2.5 minutes we have left, leaving it all in the field, Jessica, what else do you want to impart to folks? Think about what it is you haven't said you want people to know.
I think we need to spread the awareness, and you have to start listening. If you have any doubts about vaccine injury, I think it's good. It's best for you to lean in and start looking at the information. Jump down that rabbit hole of misinformation, which turns out to be real information, and really see the actual studies and the videos of people that are destroyed by this mRNA gene therapy shot, and show compassion, be there to listen to their fears, their be there to help them with their groceries. I mean, humanity needs us so badly. And, you know, speak out about halting this horrible mRNA gene therapy shot. It's time to get it off the market. There's no need for it. It doesn't stop the transmission of the virus, and it doesn't stop you from getting it. It's a big old baloney nightmare lie. And everyone needs to wake up and speak out and start, you know, supporting the vax injured, and stop calling us conspiracy theorists. Because I'm getting to a point where if you don't have a tinfoil hat on, I don't trust you. So.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Jessica Sutta, thank you for taking care of Ernest. He's a great guy. You can see the pain in his eyes. And you dodged a bullet, even though you personally didn't. Your son did. So thank God for, you know, everything. Give us updates as things unfold. Next time you're back in Austin, please come to the studio. And just thank you for everything you're doing.
Alex, thank you so much for having me on your show. You are so awesome. This is such an honor.
It's an honor to be here with you. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to start the third hour, take calls, cover a bunch of news we haven't hit. If I don't do this, we won't be here. We have great products you need. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off. We have, when I talk about nitric boost, it cleans out your blood. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great CBD oil that is still good for your immune system, your joints, your neurological systems. That's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm just keeping X3, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, for sale at 25% off, even though it's going to sell out. We need funds to keep this operation on air. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Coming up, I've got a new Greg Reese report in the first 5 minutes, and then I'm coming back, opening the phones up, and hitting a bunch of other news we haven't covered yet on this live Wednesday, June 14th, 2023 transmission. But that was a very important hour you just heard. I hope you share it. Fauci hopes you don't.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.